this particular month. 1 month it was 5,779.
Let me look at one of those. That made me. Sorry, Brad. I don't mean to share. I don't mean to get confused.
Is that another copy you have? Right,
it's a different one. It's a different month, but it's the same thing.
Well, okay, I'll just stare, though. I'll give it right back to you.
So if you go down to totals, it says revenue $14,189.31.
Yes.
Is that how much the inmates spent?
Yes.
And then the revenue share, we got back a check for $6,163.88.
Well, but then you subtract the $6,000 off of that.
Okay, why are you subtracting?
The revenue is what we paid for the cards, for the data.
The revenue is what the inmates paid. The inmates and the family members paid.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And the difference between the revenue share. The revenue share is what we got?
Yes, the revenue share would be the county's commission.
But that's $6,163.
And they're taking the $6,000 for the purchase of the data out of that.
What happened to the revenue of the $14,000? Does that not pay for the...
No, that's the total, that's the total revenue that NCartel made. So everything besides the
I think we need to have a discussion with NCartel. Yeah. And here's why. So this sheet that you just, and I'm saying this for the record if anybody's listening, the sheet that you've handed us from them, which is the revenue share report, all it gives is sessions, data used, revenue, and revenue share. It doesn't give us costs. It doesn't give us a good breakdown for you to answer the questions we're asking. So it's not fair to you. I would like to know, I would like to have a P&L. For 1 month, specific to Taney County. And that would be able to answer our questions.
Okay.
If you can get that from them, I would appreciate it.
Okay.
When I say P&L, it doesn't have to be a profit and loss per se, as much as just, I want to know what our cost is. Revenues, cost of goods sold.
Okay.
That way I can, because this doesn't tell me anything. Does this tell you anything, Sheila?
It looks to me like Cartel been making a lot of money on this.
Well, it looks like we should have gotten $6,000, and but yours telling us that we had to give them back the $6,000, so that means they have a revenue of $20,000, not $6,000, or not $14,000.
Well, so that's the thing. We're not giving them back the $6,000. The $6,000 is going into inmate security.
So because we're keeping the $6,000?
We're keeping the $6,000.
I thought you just said that was a credit to pay for the...
That's how they're crediting it because that's how the county is paying for the data.
Crediting it back to us?
They're taking it off of the $6,100 there, whatever's on that report.
When you say... When you say credit, I think we're probably saying the same thing, just using different. When you're saying credit, I'm looking at the county as a whole.
Right.
Inmate security and commission to us. I don't care about the difference. Right now, I don't care how it's differentiated, right? So the 6138 is, all of that is coming to the county in some form or fashion?
It is. 6,000 of it's going to inmate security. And then the 138 is coming in the form as a check, which should go into.
But now the 6,000 is going to the. So the 6,000 is going into inmate security.
Yes.
Is that above and beyond what we pay? So is that a profit for the inmate security?
Yes. Our total profit would be the $6,163.
So that's not a credit to them to pay for the minutes. That's a credit. That's a profit to inmate security above and beyond what the cost of the data was.
Yes.
Is what's paying for the minutes the difference between what the inmate pays there and what we got back on credit? Is that paying for the minutes with Cartel?
Yes.
Okay.
So we paid them, on that specific example, it was $14,000, right? Roughly. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We paid $8,000 to NCartel for that $14,000 worth of goods to sell for that data.
No.
And then their revenue was $14,000.
That's what the inmates paid.
Yes.
That's what we charged them, or is that what cartel charged for the?
That's what in cartel. That's
okay.
Well, that's not actually. That's just the commission. I have no idea what in cartel charged for the cost of the data. We get a percentage.
If you don't mind, let's get a phone call. Can you give me a contact number?
Yes.
For somebody in cartel.
Yes.
Then I can call them.
I spent about 3 hours on the phone with them last week.
Well, let them know I will not spend 3 hours on the phone with them.
Okay.
I won't be on hold. If they want to continue to do business through Arja Hill,
and
they'll contact
us. Just the bottom line, what I figured out is that the county is making overall about the same amount of money now as we were before.
Okay.
But a bigger percentage is going into inmate security, and a smaller percentage is going back into GCR.
And that's based on how they have it set up.
Yes.
Okay. Why would they determine where they send money back to the county?
I have no idea.
What would you like to see happen?
Is there
needs within the inmate security that,
well,
for example, you've taken body cameras
Out of inmate security. Yes.
Now, there are other things like that that we need to make sure there's money in there to take care of.
Right. The uniforms that the inmates wear,
okay.
Toilet paper, soap, all of those expenses come out of that. Last year we had a washing machine that quit, and okay. We purchased a new washing machine. I think it was $12,000. You know,
did we take that out of inmate security?
Yes, we okay. purchased out of that. So yes, there are expenses that we need revenue.
Which is fine. I guess my question is, does that fund need all of that?
I don't know that it necessarily needs all of it, but if I didn't have any of it, I'd be I'd be in trouble.
So what would you want to do?
I mean, that's...
It's a lot easier to put money into that fund than it is to take out.
Right. I mean, I guess in the big picture, it can all go there, and then I can spend more out of it and take, you know, ask you guys for less money in my budget.
Which is fine, but you have less qualifying expenses.
Right.
So that's my question. Would you rather it go into, how would you rather it happen?
I mean, I think I can find qualifying expenses to use it. Really, it doesn't matter to me either way. I want to be upfront and honest with you all and not have somebody come to me and say, why did we quit getting this $40,000 a year? It was going back to GCR, and now we're getting next to nothing.
No, I appreciate that. I'm assuming the entire commission appreciates that.
How long is our agreement with inmate security? We entered into it last year.
Within cartel?
Within cartel, I'm sorry.
It was updated in August.
Is it a year at a time, or?
I'm not sure. Actually, Nikki had requested the file, so she has it right now.
Okay.
I'm not sure when it expires. Or...
I think we do need to see exactly what it is.
Yes.
I wasn't trying to be. Whenever you said credit, I was assuming that was a credit for the minutes back to NCartel, not a credit to
inmate security.
Inmate security.
What you're saying. Yeah.
And like I said, that sheet that they give you without knowing. Without being able to ask, hey, what exactly does this mean, or what are these percentages, or why, then it's hard to...
Right.
So the $6,000, we'll just round it, that goes as a credit, goes into inmate security, and about 163 of that is fees or something that goes into GCR.
For that particular month.
For that month.
And they said, you know, it's going to be different every month. Like one month there, it was, I think the profit share was $5,700. So that month, there would not be a check to go there.
No, just, it depends on what comes in.
But that doesn't make any sense.
And it also,
I would need to know what the percentages are and how it
also, to muddy the waters a little bit more, it's also that $6,000 to purchase data is not monthly. Jason explained to me that last year, the $6,000 worth of data would last a little over a month.
Depends on how much they're using at the time, of course.
Also, right now, the inmate population is starting to increase. And so there's going to be more.
There's going to be more data used.
More data used, but then there will also be a bigger revenue. So there might be a month where we have to purchase two blocks of data at $6,000 a piece. And so the way they're doing it currently, if they're credited, taking that off of the commission check, then there might be two or three months where we don't receive a check. But in the big picture, for the 12-month period, the end result's going to be the same.
Now, in cartel, is it kind of like your electric company? They read, they know how much data, they have it there, they know how much they're using, they read it each month, and they charge accordingly.
Well, we purchase it, I don't recall how many megabytes or gigabytes, but we purchase it, the dollar amount is, it's $6,000 worth. So it's not like the electric company where if you use $5,000 worth a month, that's what you pay for.
You purchase it ahead of time.
Yes.
And have it there.
Yes. But yes, it's not $6,000 a month. It's $6,000 for this much data. And if it takes you 2 weeks to use it or 2 months to use it.
But in cartel keeps track of that.
Yes.
How much data you're going. And they're going to tell you need to purchase more.
Yes, ma'am. I think Jason can actually look at a program. He's the one that knows whenever he's out. And so I think he keeps track of it as well.
So then the prisoner pays for it. Do they pay for it right as they use it? Like a phone card they used to buy.
They prepay.
They prepay.
Yes.
Okay, so they go to grandmother or aunt or uncle and they say, I need this amount of money to buy so much data.
And grandmother or aunt or uncle, they can purchase the data and put it on their account,
mm-hmm.
or they can put money on their commissary account. And then the prisoner can use that money that's on their commissary account to purchase the data. So if they buy $10 worth, then $10 comes from their commissary account and it goes into inmate security.
Yeah. What I was wondering from that sheet is where it's got revenue and the other, what we get the $6,000. The difference in that, is that much?
That was $8,000. That's what I was asking.
Yeah.
If our bill was $8,000, I'd just like to see a bill.
No, I think the $8,000 is in cartel's profit off.
That's what I'm thinking.
But that's the bill to us. It's not their profit because then they have their expenses taken out of it. The $8,000 mm-hmm. goes to, that's their gross.
Yes.
Minus that's what they're making off of. Yes.
Yeah.
We're just not paying them any money.
We don't know how much their data costs to go.
Which is...
that's their business.
Yeah, that's their... Which is fine. When we first started talking, I thought $6,000 was what we were... I thought a statement was even made. The data costs us a dollar, we're selling it for a dollar.
Correct.
Well, if the data costs us a dollar and we're selling it for a dollar, we ain't making that.
It's costing us whatever. We don't know what it's...
So if the data's costing us $8,000 and we're selling for $14,000, according to that one statement, if we're reading that right.
I'm the prisoner. I've got $200 in my account to buy data or to buy whatever. And as I buy it or as I use it, then Incarnell's keeping track of that.
Yes.
And then at the end of the month, they've read their meters or whatever. And they're crediting us back how much that has been used that month. They're crediting us back if it were $6,000.
See, but credit back is different than commission or paying us money. I don't want a credit back. I want.
Well, they're, I say they're credit. They're giving, not